Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
During this winter wonderland time of year, we hear about all kinds of natural remedies that will magic away all of your winter blues when it comes to ailments like the common cold, the flu, strep, and various other seasonal maladies that seem to be so prevalent in these chilly months. In today's episode of Choose Health, we're going to take a look at some natural remedies that have some research behind them and see what that research says. I want to be clear, this is not a podcast about the flu vaccine and if you should or should not get it. But the bottom line is that if you go to the CDC's website right now to research the effectiveness rate for 2017 up until current, it's sitting at just under 40%. So hopefully some of this information will give you that extra edge you need to stay healthy this winter. First up is elderberry syrup. This seasonal remedy actually has some incredible research behind it. A study done in 2001, which you can actually find on PubMed, found that elderberry was shown to be effective against 10 strains of influenza virus. In a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study, elderberry syrup reduced the duration of flu symptoms by 3 to 4 days. And that's some pretty impressive data. It's also really great at being an immune system booster, which helps it be a preventative. You can make elderberry syrup from wild-grown berries, or you can actually purchase it right here in Cookeville. Next up on the list, we have an essential oil blend. On Guard, which is a product of the doTERRA company, is an essential oil blend with wild orange, clove bud, cinnamon leaf, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus leaf, and rosemary leaf. This is my personal go-to remedy. It can also be diffused in your house, and it smells like spicy cinnamon wonderfulness. In a study published on November 15th of 2010 in the BMC Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal, it was found that the essential oil On Guard noticeably reduces influenza virus, and the lack of toxicity and the potent specific inhibition ability make it a possible antiviral drug for influenza virus proliferation. On Guard also comes in supplemental form, so if you want to take it as a pill by taking one a day, it'd be a great boost to your immune system if you're in a profession where you're exposed to lots of germs on a daily basis. Garlic. Let's talk about garlic. A lot of people are not crazy about eating garlic cloves raw, whether they be roasted or not, but the fact is it has a lot of health properties. Garlic is actually one of the first recorded plants used as a medicine. Roasted garlic cloves are way more than just a flavoring agent. It provides a deep cleansing in your body. It helps in regulation of cholesterol levels, lowers and improves blood pressure. It also helps to increase the body's natural defenses and strengthens the immune system. It helps in cleaning the arteries and protects the body from heart problems. In the cleansing process, garlic helps eliminate heavy metals from your body that you otherwise would have a really tough time processing. Garlic helps to eliminate fatigue due to its high nutritional content. Just like anything else, though, overdoing it can be a bit much. Make sure you keep your consumption to anywhere between 2 to 6 small roasted garlic cloves per day. Next on the list, we have vitamin C. Studies over the last several years have demonstrated that people who take high doses of ascorbic acid actually put themselves at risk for a number of health challenges. One study demonstrated that doses of 500 milligrams a day or more of ascorbic acid increase the incidence of arterial plaque buildup. Another indicated that gallstones are more likely to appear in those taking ascorbic acid. To preface this, way back in the 1930s, ascorbic acid was isolated out of little red peppers. It wasn't cooked up in a lab out of different chemical compounds. What was found at that point in time is that the ascorbic acid was far more biologically available and useful to your body while it was still in the pepper. So the moral of this story is that if you're going to try and boost your immune system by using vitamin C, make sure it's organic, food-based, make sure it's not synthetic garbage, and also make sure that you're eating a lot of foods that have vitamin C in them rather than just taking a supplement. Your body's going to be able to use it much more efficiently. Drinking orange juice, by the way, doesn't really do much because the amount of sugar that you're taking in far outweighs the benefits you're going to get from the nutritional content of your beverage. Ginger is next up, and it's another favorite of mine. I personally love ginger tea. Ginger is not only an extremely popular dietary condiment used for flavoring food, but it's also an herb that has been used for thousands of years as a medicine to treat various ailments. Chemical and metabolic analysis has revealed that ginger is comprised of hundreds of compounds and metabolites. It's been used in traditional Chinese medicine for the treatment of numerous ailments such as cold, nausea, arthritis, migraines, hypertension. The medicinal, chemical, and pharmacological properties of ginger have been extensively reviewed. A simple Google search to PubMed will give you all of the different things that it can do. It's also a really great expectorant and helps in opening up the lungs. So, drink lots of ginger tea. Sometimes when you're feeling sick, all you really want to do is rest. So let's talk about sleep. Your body heals best when you sleep. Being asleep may seem like the ultimate form of inactivity, but during those unconscious hours, you're actually doing a lot of hard work for your body. If you don't get adequate sleep, you could find yourself sick a lot more often. Research has found that people are more likely to catch the common cold or the flu when they're behind on their rest. Obviously, we worry more about colds from a convenience standpoint, but there's a concern for more serious types of infections. Your immune system is replenished, specifically when you sleep. Your body repairs cells, blood vessels, even your heart. Your brain also creates neural pathways, which help in the process of learning and knowledge retention from the previous day. It's for this reason that if you're doing a lot of learning, such as our college students here at Tech, you remember and retain more knowledge when you sleep a full night. Sleep also has a big impact on weight and helps you regulate your blood sugar. There's a connection between rest and beauty, as getting a good amount of sleep translates to vibrant and healthy-looking skin and overall appearance. There's also a connection between rest and beauty, as getting a good amount of sleep translates to vibrant and healthy-looking skin. Chicken noodle soup is next up on our list. So when you feel crappy, eating a bowl of something warm and delicious will obviously help you feel better. Your overtaxed immune system is working hard to repair the imbalances that led to you getting sick. So eating something that's easy to digest, like soup, will always help. Top that off with the veggies rich in vitamin C and the soothing feeling of being warm and cozy, and it will have you feeling better for at least the short term. The healing properties of food have long been documented, and this remedy depends more on the source for your soup than the soup itself. Be sure your ingredients are fresh, and I'll actually try and share my personal chicken soup recipe on the Life Support Holistic Health Facebook page for you later today. It's based on a traditional Chinese medicinal remedy that's more than a few thousand years old, and it tastes delicious. Last but not least, we're going to talk about the hot toddy. Most of you know that prior to being a health coach, I was a bartender for some time. A little bit of whiskey, that is, a little bit, can offer some relief. The classic hot toddy is typically made of whiskey, honey, lemon juice, and water. It can reduce the wrongs of your mostly unavoidable winter cold. The hot water of the toddy helps to relieve nasal congestion as you inhale the steam rising from the cup, just like the heat from a bowl of chicken noodle soup does. And the whiskey helps with the sniffle issues too. Alcohol dilates the blood vessels by just a little bit and makes it easier for your mucous membranes to deal with the infection. Before you go ordering a half dozen Manhattans from the local pub, know that too much alcohol will do exactly the opposite and make you feel way worse. Alcohol is a diuretic, which means it pulls fluid from the body. So, you know how after a wild night out, you wake up with an unquenchable thirst and a horrifyingly bad headache? That's because you're dehydrated. So, when you already feel crappy, you especially want to avoid hangover symptoms. So, if you're self-medicating with one, I repeat, one hot toddy, make sure to drink extra amounts of other beverages, especially water, so that you can replenish your hydration. Now that you have all this information on natural remedies for your own health and wellness, I hope this helps you choose health this winter season.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoque. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.